We were informed by the director that the department is going to engage and is going to fund initial studies. This is just the beginning of hopefully a massive good news story for the Greater Maharoti Master Plan, which will help everybody, like, you know, not just the ones in the local community, but this is for tourism, this is for economic benefit for the area.
In previous discussions on this, officials were slightly loath to use the phrase master plan. They were almost trying to play down the possibility of that happening. Is it your belief that we will get what would amount to a fully fledged master plan with all the funding and all the commitment that goes with it?
That's my hope. We set up, just to make sure that everything ties in, we set up a local committee made up of fishermen, all the stakeholders that's around the area, islanders, local people, from leisure to business people, to try to cover everything. Because what's important here is when we start all this conversation and when we start talking to the public, that there's nothing left behind and it incorporates everything. And as I always say, there's no point in having a master plan for Maharoti if we don't have a pier that we have access to 365 days a year, because it's a very busy fishing port as well, as you know. A lot of ferries operate from it. Like, so the two things have to merge and come together.